Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1155 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 124, redirect examination. I have never seen a letter written by Mr. Frank. The only writing of his that I am familiar with are figures and things like that. Payrolls, writings and requisitions, and words that consist largely of abbreviations. Harry Gottheimer, sworn for the defendant. I am a traveling salesman. I make 2 trips a year for the National Pencil Company, from the 1st of February to the 1st of April, and from the 1st of September to the 15th of October. I was at Montag Bros. Around 10 o'clock on April 26th. I had come in from my trip on the road and was writing up my orders. I had been away 10 days. Mr. Frank came in after I got there. I asked him about 2 important orders as to their shipments, and he replied that he couldn't tell whether they had been shipped or not, but that if I would return to the factory with him, he would give me the duplicate invoices and let me see for myself. I replied that I would not have time to go back as I had lots of orders. He says, "If you can't come now, come this afternoon." And then he walked into Mr. Montag's office, and as he went into the office, he said, "Come up now, or come up after dinner." Cross-examination. I saw Frank in his office one Saturday afternoon in the early part of April, about 3 o'clock. His wife was there doing some stenographic work for him. Mr. Frank said Saturday morning, April 26th, that if I couldn't come to the factory in the morning, that I should come in the afternoon. I am sure of that conversation. Miss Hall heard part of it. I had been in his office on previous Saturday afternoons. I never found any of the doors locked. He was always working. Mrs. Ray Frank, sworn for the defendant. I am the mother of Leo Frank. I live in Brooklyn. I lived in Texas 3 years, where Leo was born. Mr. Moses Frank of Atlanta is my husband's brother. I saw him at Hotel McAlpin in New York City on April 27th and April 28th. The letter that you hand me, Defendant's Exhibit 42, I saw on Monday, April 28th. It is my son's handwriting. This sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 43, is a sort of financial sheet. I had lunch with Mr. Moses Frank at Hotel McAlpin on Monday, April 28th. His wife read this letter to him in my presence, and it was handed to me afterwards. I also saw that sheet, Defendant's Exhibit 43, but I did not understand it. The handwriting on that envelope, Exhibit for Defendant 44, is that of my son. The word Yondif in the letter is Hebrew, meaning holiday.